Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to SBS News.
Australia will invest almost $5 billion into the UK submarine industry as part of the AUKUS pact. The announcement came as two of Britain's most senior cabinet ministers visited Australia to cement defence ties and solidify details on the submarine deal. Defence Minister Richard Marles says the three nuclear-powered submarines will be vital for Australia.
The three governments involved here are working at a pace to make this happen. This is going to happen. And we need it to happen from an Australian point of view. Our submarines and having long-range capable submarines are the single most important military platform that we can bring to bear.
The money will subsidise an expansion of British production lines for Australia's first nuclear-powered submarines, boosting capacity at the Rolls-Royce factory in Derby. It will expand production lines working on Australia's nuclear-powered submarines, promised to be ready by the year 2040. Mr. Marles says the deadline will come around much sooner than people realise.
It is a challenging timeframe. I mean, some people actually look at that as being a long way into the future, but it is a challenging timeframe, and we are really mindful that every day between now and then counts, and it's why we are operating at a pace right now.
The nuclear-powered submarines will be jointly built by the Australian Submarine Corporation and the UK firm BAE Systems at Adelaide's Osborne Shipyard. Expert associate with the National Security College and adjunct fellow in Naval Studies at the University of New South Wales Canberra campus, Jennifer Parker, says it was largely anticipated that BAE Systems would be part of the build.
That's not a surprise. They really were the only option. You certainly wouldn't go with a different builder to the builder the UK are using. And again, I think the investment in the UK industrial base is not a surprise. We've seen that part of the pathway includes investment in the US industrial base.
Ms. Parker says it's unclear exactly how and where the vessels will be built.
It's not actually clear in terms of phase three what's occurring, except for the fact that the UK subs will be built in the UK, the Australian subs will be built in Australia. So we did know that Australia would not be building nuclear reactors for these subs. They would come as a self-contained entity, which makes sense, right? Australia doesn't have a civilian nuclear industry. So part of the investment into the submarine industrial base announced today was about expanding the capacity of Rolls-Royce in the UK, in the Midlands, who make the nuclear reactors that Australia will acquire.
The government has been investing in Osborne Naval Base in preparation for the submarines. Mr. Marles says it will be the heart of Australia's naval manufacturing.
When it's up and running, 4,000 to 5,000 people will be involved here at the Osborne Naval Shipyard in building Australia's future nuclear-powered submarines.
Australia and the United Kingdom have also signed a new defence and security agreement. UK Defence Secretary Grant Shapps says it formalises a requirement to consult on issues that impact sovereignty.
It describes a mechanism by which we consult when either of our countries are under threat, and we have those discussions a bit more formalised than it is at the moment. We already do cooperate very significantly on defence matters. You know, signing a formal treaty, I think, signals the path to further cooperation.
Mr. Marles says it will make it easier for Australian and British forces to operate in each other's countries.
Whenever you have interactions in exercises, whenever our personnel are in the UK, whenever their personnel are here, you know, there's a lot of work that needs to be done to authorise and regulate that. What this agreement does is provide, if you like, an architecture by which that happens on an ongoing basis. You don't have to repeat it each and every time.
Rania Yallop, SBS News.